From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 22, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, December 19 through Sunday, December 21. William J. Kemble reported in the Daily Freeman, Ulster Supervisor James Quigley has refused permission for Pilgrim Pipeline developers to survey town-owned property. Quigley said he was unhappy pipeline representatives declined to meet with the public. Developers hope to use the State Thruway Corridor or adjacent properties to construct a 178-mile-long set of dual pipelines that send Bakken crude oil to Linden, New Jersey, and then return refined material to Albany. While Town of Ulster officials have no plans to adopt a resolution objecting to the pipeline, it has raised concerns from Quigley that developers would be placing a burden on the municipality. Quigley said Bakken crude oil is too volatile to feel comfortable with the safety of a pipeline. He said the same concerns exist with the rail traffic that goes through residential areas of the town. Melanie Lukosevic reported in the Daily Mail dozens of parents in Athens turned out to a meeting of the Coxsackie Athens Board of Education last week to voice their opposition to a proposal that, if approved, would reconfigure the elementary schools. Under the proposal, all students in kindergarten through second grade would attend E.J. Arthur Elementary, regardless of where they live, and all third and fourth graders would go to Coxsackie Elementary. The reconfiguration was suggested as a cost-saving measure by Questar 3 BOCES. Board President Joseph Steph Garland said the district will hold public hearings on the issue before any decision is put to a vote. Matthew Hamilton reported at Capital Confidential the Cuomo administration Thursday, December 18th, sent a letter to Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch and outgoing Education Commissioner John King outlining the governor's plan to make teacher reforms a top priority in the coming year. Cuomo intends to push legislative reforms to the current teacher evaluation system as part of the budget process. In a farewell speech to staff members early Thursday, King told reporters he is enthusiastic that Cuomo will make education reform a top priority and that he and Tisch will review the letter. He added there is a need to revisit the education system and law governing teacher evaluations. Ryan Anglim reported in the Daily Mail the Greene County Legislature voted last week to increase the maximum income limit required for county seniors, residents with disabilities, and limited income to qualify for certain property tax exemptions. The income ceiling will increase from $22,500 to $24,500. Catskill legislator Vincent Seely said the bump up was needed to keep in line with the cost of living. The law will become effective after it is filed with the New York Secretary of State in approximately a month. For the local weather, today there is a slight chance of snow before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 37. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, a chance of rain, snow, and sleet before 11 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m., then a chance of snow and freezing rain after 4 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 32, the chance of precipitation is 40%. Tuesday, a chance of freezing rain and sleet before 7 a.m., then a chance of rain and sleet between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m., then a chance of rain after 10 a.m., cloudy with a high near 43. Tuesday night, rain likely, mainly after 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 40. Wednesday, rain with a high near 58. Wednesday night, rain before midnight, then showers mainly after midnight with a low around 46. And Thursday, Christmas Day, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 48. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Sunrise today was at 7:21 a.m. and sunset today at 4:27 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 5 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the fourth Monday of the month and WGXE suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Catskill Village Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at the firehouse near Catskill Commons Walmart, 943-3830. The Germantown Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road in Germantown, 537-6687. The Halcott Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 813 Route 3 in Halcott Center, 845-254-9920. The Hudson Police Committee meeting is at 6 p.m., the Fire Committee meeting at 6:45 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The New Baltimore Town Board work meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 3809 County Route 51, 756-6671. The Philmont Development Corporation meeting is at 7 p.m. at Village Hall, 124 Main Street in Philmont, 672-7032. The Stuyvesant Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive, 758-6248. And the Taconic Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 22nd, 2014. From the WGX Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.